This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
More consolidation is taking place in the ag industry as Bayer and Monsanto have announced that they signed a definitive merger agreement under which Bayer will acquire Monsanto for $128 per share in an all-cash transaction. And when you add that up, the total value of the merger was $66 billion. Monsanto's Board of Directors, Bayer's Board of Management, and Bayer's Supervisory Board have unanimously approved the agreement. The combined ag business will have its global seeds and traits and North American commercial headquarters in St. Louis, Missouri, its global crop protection and overall crop science headquarters in Mannheim, Germany, and an important presence in Durham, North Carolina, as well as many other locations throughout the U.S. and around the world. The digital farming activities for the combined business will be based in San Francisco, California. In other news, JCB is working on designing more of their equipment to meet the needs of farmers. I visited with JCB's Midwest Regional Business Manager, Derek Prostein, about their piece of equipment known as the telehandler. According to Derek, the telehandler was designed with farmers in mind, and its size and lift capacity make it unique from a tractor.
What we're trying to do here at JCB is really help the farmers understand the versatility and the productivity that you can gain out of a telehandler versus just a tractor and a loader. So guys out on the farm, a lot of times they're going to use that tractor and the loader and think that they need all of the attachments that are on the back side of the tractor. But in reality, as we look at a lot of tractors out there, they're using it just for the loader side of it. When you look at this telehandler, we've got a lot more versatility in terms of what you can put on attachments on the front. So bucket or forks or stuff that you need the hydraulic capacity that we have with a telehandler with that you just don't have with a tractor.
And it's really a neat looking piece of equipment. It doesn't have the height that you're used to seeing on some tractors, and looks like it might be able to fit in some tighter spaces.
You're exactly right, Katie. So the big thing on this one is the four-wheel steer option and a crab steer option as well. So not just going to be able to do the loading better because of how the bucket moves and telescopes out, but we're going to be able to get into those tighter spaces, and we're going to be able to move back and forth between the pile and wherever we're going with the material a lot better than we can with a tractor and a loader.
Any characteristics or things about this piece of equipment you want to point out? You know, we touched on its uses, but is there anything on the inside of the cab that you'd like to mention?
You know, these are specifically designed for agricultural uses. So JCB traditionally has been known as a construction company. We're really making a push on the agricultural side. We're expanding our company in terms of internally people focusing on agriculture and our dealers as well, and we're doing that with our product line. So if you look at, like, this particular machine, different transmission that's specific to the ag market, we're going to be pushing that 20 mile an hour speed going down the road so that we can go from farm to farm or feedlot to feedlot and try to be able to use this on more than just one place. So this one that we're looking at, the larger one, it's got a 9,000 pound lift capacity, so we can do a lot of things with it and do it in a lot of different places because of the transmission that's designed for ag.
And you'll have to excuse me, I'm not the most experienced with equipment, but I'm standing here looking at this, and it's got the giant scoop that's raised up in the air. Does that have the capability to come down in front and behind, or how does that work?
Nope, perfect. That one is going to be just in the front. So with the one that we're looking at here, we've got a 9,000-pound lift capacity, and with the telescoping arm, we've actually got about 23 feet of reach out into the front. So like I said, with this one, if you're loading into a feed wagon, if you're putting bales into a barn, we can really get that up in the air where we can't do the same kind of heights with a tractor and loader or a skid steer. Even if we have the forks on the front of those pieces, we can easily also move this one from that bucket. It's an electric quick attach on the front, so we can go from the bucket to the forks or the bale spear, whatever we need to do very quickly.
Price range on this, is it comparable to a tractor? Speak a little to that.
Yep, I think you're going to be in that same range, in that 125 horsepower tractor range. We're going to be in the 130s list price on this machine that we're looking at here. The smaller one that we've got beside me, the 525, we're down into the 90 range on that one. So yeah, I think we're in the ballpark where we're at on that tractor pricing.
Derek, a great update about the equipment at JCB. Anything else you'd like to mention?
Nope, want to tell guys to stop by and check us out online and look up our local dealers, JCB North America and JCB Agriculture.
Derek Prostein, Midwest Regional Business Manager for JCB. The Illinois Soybean Association has big items on their agenda for the new fiscal year. The association's checkoff and membership programs recently reelected Daryl Cates of Columbia, Illinois, as their chairman. Daryl says the association is working on a project that's a little more outside of the box than what they're used to.
In June, the board decided, after lengthy discussions and after we had a special committee formed to research this out for about 6 months before the board made a decision that we are going to put an office in Chicago, and the office space should be in place by December 1st. And our main goal for that is, as one board member put it, like Wayne Gretzky, the great hockey player, he didn't skate to where the puck was. He skated to where he thought the puck was going to go. And we feel that our target audience is in Chicago. About two-thirds of the population of Illinois lives in Chicago. We also have over 120 consulates up in Chicago. And the majority of the state legislators live in the Chicago area. So we felt our target audience is there. We're going to try and do a lot of education with that group of people, especially the millennials in the Chicago area, to try and get them more on board with the GMO issue, that we're not out here trying to poison them and the U.S. population or the world population as far as that goes.
Currently, the only office the Illinois Soybean Association has in the state is located in Bloomington. And when I talked with Daryl, I of course had to ask him how crops were looking in his part of the state, and he says so far things are looking above average.
I right now would say that I think our beans, at least the way they look, that they're going to be above average in yield. Our corn yields already, we've got probably about 250 acres harvested, and it's above our normal average.
And once again, that was Daryl Cates, the chairman of the Illinois Soybean Association. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.